Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very noble tradition and hadith which has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam regarding taking back one's gift. Just by way of passing, we should say that it's not good to take back one's gift which he has given to somebody else. It's considered very bad. Let's look at what Imam Sadiq says regarding this. Imam Sadiq said regarding a man who goes out with charity to give it to a beggar, only to find that he has gone. The Imam said, then he should give it to someone else and not return it back to his wealth. All right, so this is an interesting hadith, right? We usually think of the act of taking back one's gift as you go somewhere, you give somebody a gift, and then you take it back from him. You say, hey, I gave you this, but I need it. Can I please have it back? Right, that's something very bad. But here, Imam Sadiq goes a step further. He says that, let's say that you go out of your home with the intention of giving something as charity to somebody else. But when you get there, let's say the person is not there. Let's say that you were walking on the street, you saw a beggar, he was asking you for some money. You go, let's say you, hey, let me give this guy some money. You go to the bank, you go to the ATM to pull out some money, right? And when you come back, you see the guy is not there. What do? Usually most of us will say, oh, well, I guess it wasn't meant to be. You put it in your pocket or back in your wallet, or you spend it on yourself, right? The Imam says that, don't do that. If something like this occurs, go and find somebody else to give it to. But don't put the money back in your wealth. Don't spend it on yourself. Don't put it back in the bank. Go give it to somebody else who might be deserving of it, right? The Imam considers this also to be an act of taking back one's gift. Not to the person, but you were wanted to give charity in the way of God and you're taking it back, right? So this is a very practical spiritual advice that we can all learn from. In a similar tradition, which is a little more harsh and kind of conveys the extent to which, you know, this act of taking back one's gift is wrong and bad. In another tradition, the Prophet ﷺ says, one who takes back the gift he has given is like one who swallows his own vomit. Wow. This shows you how really bad this is. You know, a lot of times it might have happened to us. We're almost like, kind of, if we burp and something comes up and you swallow it back, what kind of feeling do we get, right? We all have experienced it, how bad it feels, right? Taking back one's gift that you've given almost resembles something like that, right? So maybe, you know, this is maybe goes back to another bigger problem in the sense that maybe when we're giving somebody to something and later on we feel, oh, we might need it. What are we going to do now, right? So this goes back to the idea of this fear of poverty, you know, lack of trust in Allah, lack of trust in God. You know, I've given this away and now what's going to happen to me, right? So this could branch out from another, you know, more deeply rooted evil, and therefore this is why this is so very bad. You know, and another, by way of passing, we should say that this, you know, giving gifts and stuff, these are this is something good, and it's a general kind of custom and etiquette within Islam, so, you know, this also is connected with that. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at taking back one's gift from Imam, in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.